This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Ryan Laundry Mystery.
They decide to go search, and within 30 minutes, the discovery is made.
That is quite the coincidence.
It's all striking many people as suspicious.
And what we've learned about where the human remains were found. This man knows the swamp better than anyone.
The more you fight to try and climb out of it, the more you sink.
Plus, could this be the notebook that was found?
Do you think there's a confession in that notebook?
Then, 911 crisis.
I called 911 and the phone just rang and rang and rang.
The shortage of 911 operators.
And the popular contestant from TV Survivor, who was attacked by a deranged homeless woman.
Wait till you see how long she says it took cops to get there.
And smash and grab epidemic. They're using these window punchers. Then, rescue me. How the heck did this little dog end up way out at sea?
He has a collar.
And petite mom, chunky babies.
Definitely a workout.
Plus, dirty dancing oops. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. It is the discovery that is prompting more questions than answers. Wednesday's recovery of what the family attorney says probably are the remains of Brian Laundry has generated a whole new batch of questions about the murder case that's captivated the country. Chief among them, how were items belonging to Brian and those remains suddenly found at a Florida nature preserve after weeks of searching there found nothing? Here's Stephen Fabian.
It's a tantalizing mystery. What led police to the grisly discovering of what appears to be Brian Laundry's body? The remains were found in a swamp that had already been thoroughly searched by cops and the FBI. How was it missed?
Laundry's notebook and backpack, along with the human remains, were found just 30 minutes after his parents showed up at the site yesterday. On the very first day, the area was reopened to the public after it had been completely shut down for 5 weeks straight. It's all striking many people as suspicious.
For more than a month, authorities are searching, coming up empty. They decide to go search, and within 30 minutes, the discovery is made.
It is bizarre.
This startling video, shot by Fox News Digital, shows Brian Laundry's father plunging into the undergrowth. Moments later, he's seen talking to his wife and holding a camper's dry bag belonging to Brian. The remains were located here, about 2 miles from the entrance to the Myakkahatchee Creek Environmental Park. Callahan Walsh, co-host of In Pursuit with his father, John Walsh, says the way the discovery was made is raising red flags.
I have a strong suspicion that the Laundries knew exactly where Brian was this whole time.
Nancy Grace is hosting a special on the case on Fox on Sunday.
They find their son's belongings after, their words not mine, zigzagging through the trees. That is quite the coincidence.
The family's lawyer, Steve Bernalino, told CNN that after Laundry's father found his son's dry bag, police found Brian's backpack nearby.
At that point, the Laundries were notified that there was also remains near the backpack, and they were asked to leave the preserve.
What do you make of the suggestion that Mr. Laundry planted the bag and the backpack?
In nice terms, it's hogwash.
Alan McEwen owns a cattle ranch neighboring the nature preserve. He knows the swamps as well as anyone. Today, he showed Inside Edition how water levels have receded dramatically since the search first started in September, exposing what are presumed to be Brian's remains.
2 weeks ago, this was completely underwater. This section of land.
So how did Brian die? Was it suicide? An alligator? McEwen believes he may have been taken by the swamp itself.
The only thing I would think is he stepped off in a marsh on the other side there in the reserve. You can walk in there and you can fall chest deep easily. So if something gets down like that, it will suck you down and hold you down. And the more you fight to try and climb out of it, the more you sink.
Confirmation that the remains are definitely Brian Laundrie's is likely to be possible only with DNA tests. I spoke to pathologist Dr. Priya Banerjee.
What could be left of human remains after they're found submerged in water for weeks?
That's really the money question. I think, you know, the water, the temperature, the animal activity really, really targets the integrity of the soft tissue. So skin, muscle, all of that, the organs, those can be missing, essentially gone. I think the bones have a higher probability of surviving the conditions. There could be a chance that we will never know the exact cause of death.
If Brian Laundrie is dead, we may never know for sure what led to Gabby Petito's murder, leaving her grieving family still struggling for answers.
And what about Brian's notebook? After weeks of being exposed to the elements, might it have any clues to what really did happen to Gabby Petito? Here's Anne Macagliano.
Is this the notebook that was found in the Florida Nature Preserve? Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito documented their travels and artwork in notebooks. Now there is speculation that Laundrie's notebook was preserved in this camping dry bag that Brian's father, Chris, says he discovered yesterday before turning it over to cops. Deborah was asked about the discovery on CNN today.
And the biggest question, does any of this shed any light on the circumstances of the death of Gabby Petito?
I spoke with forensic psychiatrist Dr. Keith Ablow.
Do you think there's a confession in that notebook?
There could be a confession in the notebook, but if I had to predict, I'd say it's going to be more a love letter, as pathological as that sounds, to his deceased girlfriend.
Ablow says, in his opinion, Laundrie might have spent his final days writing about his own feelings as the law closed in on him and he escaped into the swampland.
He's going to wax, I would think, eloquent or not so eloquent about his feelings, partly because of being self-absorbed, but want to say, I loved her.
The autopsy showed that Gabby was strangled. If Laundrie did write about how Gabby was killed, Ablow says don't expect a clear-cut confession.
It won't be about the savage aspects of it. It will be about how they might have argued at times, how they got heated. It will dance around, I believe. This is a guess, but dance around the actual violence.
Gabby and Brian were both talented artists. This lovely image of a woman was believed to have been drawn by Gabby. But Laundrie's artwork had a darker edge. These cartoonish faces came with a chilling post. I want to give them little bodies with blood spraying from their necks. A lot of gore.
I'm always concerned when people generate artwork that's especially gory, because art is a window on the soul.
We'll have more on the investigation when you join us next time. Now the shortage that could be costing lives. It's annoying to not be able to get a particular item at the store because of supply chain issues, but it can be deadly to call 911 and be put on hold. And thanks to a shortage of operators in too many places, that is exactly what's happening. Les Trent has more.
It's the hit TV show that's turning the spotlight on life in the nation's 911 emergency centers.
Don't stop till I tell you.
But in real life, there's a 911 crisis across the USA.
911, what is the address of your emergency?
New Orleans, Dallas, LA, Portland, Oregon, Cleveland, Atlanta, and other cities are struggling to answer hundreds of thousands of 911 calls.
You have reached the Cleveland Division of Police.
Please do not hang up.
Michelle Yee is a well-known reality TV star who became a fan favorite on Survivor Fiji in 2007.
Michelle was attacked by a homeless woman in Santa Monica. Her friend says when she called 911, she was told operators were currently busy.
In Portland, Oregon, a home security camera caught this porch pirate suspect. When the homeowner called 911, he heard this.
Please do not hang up. This is the 911 emergency line. An operator will be with you as soon as possible.
Daniel Grossman says he was put on hold for more than 2 minutes after calling 911 over a road rage incident in Atlanta.
I was being followed by a road rage guy. It took a long time for you to pick up.
You assume certain basic emergency services. You assume that when you pick up and call 911, someone will answer.
Every second counts when you call 911. Emergency calls are supposed to be answered within 10 to 15 seconds. But a shortage of 911 operators and an increase in calls due to a nationwide crime wave is making that standard impossible to keep, leading to potentially tragic consequences.
Naisha Chapman says she grabbed her phone after a man was shot dead outside her home in Philadelphia.
I called 911 and the phone just rang and rang and rang.
Experts say the shortage of 911 operators is due to stress, low pay, and other factors.
The shift work and the lengthy hours are also factors that contribute to people saying, hey, you know, I can do better elsewhere, or I can't put up with this.
This is the 911 emergency line. An operator will be with you as soon as possible.
More than 200 million 911 calls are placed every year in this country. And speaking of crime, be careful what you leave in your car. Smash and grab crimes are on the increase, with would-be thieves getting more and more brazen. This video comes from San Francisco, where the new burglary tactic is to drive by and smash and grab.
Brazen smash and grabs in broad daylight on the streets of San Francisco. Watch as a car leisurely cruises along this street. A thief smashes in one window after another, snatching all the valuables he can grab. The same smash and grab crew was spotted again in another neighborhood. Same getaway car, same hoodies, same MO. They're using a window punch tool like this, designed as an emergency escape device. Car break-ins in the embattled city are up a whopping 753%. Last week, musician Clinton Kane was filming a documentary in the city while the thieves broke into his rental car and stole $30,000 worth of equipment.
Everything got stolen.
The crime wave is threatening the reputation of a great American city, which has already seen the embarrassing closure of 17 Walgreens stores due to rampant shoplifting.
It's a big touristy area, and what do people have when they travel? Lots of cash, credit cards, and other valuables. These are all things that would be enticing to someone who's looking to break into a vehicle.
Retired LAPD Sergeant Cheryl Dorsey says there are some very basic steps you can take to protect your belongings.
Don't leave anything of value in your car. If you're shopping and you happen to make purchases, although it may be a burden, carry them with you until you get to your final destination.
Good advice. Mayor of San Francisco announced a $100,000 privately funded reward for tips that lead to the conviction of the people involved in those smash and grab crimes. She's one of the greatest gymnasts of all time. But right now, Simone Biles says she's scared of doing what she does best.
It's hard. I'm sorry.
Simone Biles breaks down on the Today Show with a heartbreaking confession.
I'm still scared of new gymnastics.
The 24-year-old Olympic great says she's still struggling with the dreaded twisties, disorientation in the air, that caused her to pull out of several Olympic events in Tokyo.
Had to do something that I've done forever and just not be able to do it because of everything I've gone through is really crazy, because I love this sport so much, but it's hard. I'm sorry.
Hope she gets through this. Simone's now headlining a national gymnastics tour. It's called Gold Over America. When Patrick Swayze lifted Jennifer Grey in Dirty Dancing, that classic movie moment was born. But in real life, it doesn't always go that smoothly.
It's an epic Dirty Dancing fail. This woman attempted the iconic lift from the 1987 movie, but it went really wrong when she lost her balance. Her partner tries to catch her, but ends up ripping her dress off, leaving her in just her bra and underwear. Hey, nobody puts baby in this predicament.
Looked a little bit staged. We'll be right back.
Next, Rescue Me. How the heck did this little dog end up way out at sea?
Whoa. He has a collar.
And petite mom, chunky babies.
Definitely a workout.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's a rescue of a dog lost at sea.
Holy mackerel! It's a tiny terrier lost at sea. How did the little guy end up like this? Dylan Berrien was enjoying a day of boating off Fort Lauderdale. When he saw the dog, he jumped right in with his clothes on. His friends on board the motorboat helped pull the dog in.
He has a collar, for sure.
The dog warmed up to us instantly. As soon as it got on the boat, it was shaking. But after about 5 minutes, the dog calmed down and seemed quite happy to be on a stable boat rather than getting drowned by waves.
His name, Zuko, was on the dog collar, and so was his owner's phone number. And here is Zuko today with his owner, Ana Isa Villa.
They told us that they found our dog in the water, that he was swimming, he was perfectly fine. And they came, they met us there, and they gave us the dog. And then I started crying all over again like a crazy person.
So what happened? Ana Isa says Zuko was having a great time on her family's boat when they suddenly realized he was gone.
He was jumping up and down around in the back trying to, you know, bite the crashing waves. Zuko must have jumped over or fell over. I'm so grateful for them because they saved me such a huge heartbreak.
An epic doggy paddle to remember.
Zuko was in the ocean for more than an hour before he was rescued.
Still to come, petite mom, chunky babies.
Definitely a workout.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
She's a tiny mom with supersized twins.
What a mommy workout. She carries 42 pounds of joy in this video that's gone insane on TikTok. 50 million views.
It is not for the weak. I don't know if I'm just weak or my babies are just chunky.
22-year-old Alexis LaRue of St. Paul, Minnesota bounces around with her twin girls, Camilla and Elena. The petite mom affectionately calls the 7-month-olds her chunky babies.
I am 5'3", and I am like about 115 pounds,
and right now they are each 21 pounds.
Alexis had her arms full when she did her now famous dance with her daughters for Inside Edition.
Their pediatrician says like they're completely healthy, like they are very high on the scales, but I think that they're just fast growers, like they really like to eat.
Social media has fallen in love with this mom and her chunky babies.
And up next, talking turkeys. Finally today, some frisky turkeys.
A TV reporter and a flock of turkeys.
A shortage of poultry.
Suddenly, she gets pecked right on her behind. All these turkeys think it's pretty hilarious. Very funny, turkeys. Just remember, Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
We'll see who's laughing then. That's Inside Edition. Thanks for watching.
If you like Inside Edition, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.